With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Yes, it is the first week in May, but yes, we get to now finally say goodbye to the 2021 winter sports season. The reason why? The Prescott Cardinals dance team won another state championship, and the season is over. Prescott High School Athletic Director Matt Smith joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to talk a bit about the big accomplishment, as that makes 28 state championships for the Prescott Cardinals dance team in school history.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you alluded to it, hanging banners or hanging numbers on banners, and that's exactly what the dance team did there. The 28th state championship that the program has won. So, yeah, we're getting an 8 to go on top of that 7 in there to replace that with, you know, call it a dynasty, you know, whatever you want to call it. Their success speaks for itself. And, you know, Coach Marks, Coach Shirley, and the girls and all the hard work and dedication they've been putting in since this summer and the fall, a lot of different guidelines and whatnot, they stuck together. And, you know, congratulations to them. State champions, it says it all right there. So kudos to them. We're very proud of them. We're trying to line up a fire truck trip for them here in the next couple weeks that they can get out and celebrate the community. And, yeah, just an exciting way to end the winter season overall. So, yeah, we're very proud of them. And, you know, congrats to every single one of them. JV was also a double state champ. So program-wide, just a lot of things to celebrate for sure.
Mr. Smith said dynasty when talking about the Prescott Cardinals dance team and now 28 state championships. But dynasty may not be a strong enough word. I asked him what makes this program so special year in and year out.
The two words would be tradition and dedication that jump out to me. You know, the tradition piece is you look at, you know, the girls coming up through the ranks, you know, taking dance classes at such a young age. You know, you got, you know, Jackie running Stella and the success that they have and whatnot that then comes up to the high school program. And, you know, look at just the staff and the involvement, girls coming back to volunteer and help out coach or, you know, to choreograph dances. That tradition lives on. And as girls graduate and leave here, they're dancing in the college and professional ranks, you know, whether it's at St. Thomas, the U of M, with the Timberwolves, with the Vikings. They continue on, and they're leaving a legacy that, you know, it's contagious for girls as they come up, and they want to be a part of success. Anyone does. And they see the hard work that gets put into that, and that kind of leads me to the dedication piece, that they're working year-round. They're doing these things and establishing and developing these skills that are needed to be successful. And, you know, you talk about 28 state championships. That doesn't happen by just showing up the first day and hoping for the best. That's a lot of commitment that goes into that. And like I said, kudos to the girls and the staff for their dedication and, you know, the tradition that they've carried on year to year. It's exciting to see, and like I said, we're very proud of them.
Over in Hastings, we might be right around the halfway point of the 2021 spring sports season, but at Prescott, as we know, they started much later. It's still very early for many of the teams, but it's starting to feel like a normal spring once again. Coach Smith agrees.
Yeah, I think definitely the game starting up, the events and whatnot, the kids are excited. The coaches are excited. The community is excited. It's after missing last spring, you know, we're focused on the future. You can't look in the rearview mirror and, oh, what if, or, you know, these players could have developed so much more. We're focused more on the opportunities we have now. And, you know, we're looking forward and we're celebrating the opportunities that we have. And the kids are taking advantage of it. They're working hard. They're excited to be out there. You alluded to the we have, you know, softball games going on. A big Spry Memorial Field at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex. We're dedicating that here to Jackie, and her family is going to be there to celebrate. Baseball's got tomorrow night. There's softball and baseball this weekend. Trap shooting team, they got regionals. There's a plethora of stuff going on. You know, whether it's track going to Central and getting their first meets in, a lot of fun things. Golf team's been going with Coach Barch and Coach Hamilton. For all those kids involved in the spring, that's one thing we have in Prescott, a lot of multi-involvement, especially in the spring. You know, there's kids last night at our band concert playing that. I'm counting up there how many of them are in spring sports, and it's an overwhelming number, and that's awesome to see. That's what makes it a special occurrence and to be able to do stuff this spring. But it's definitely great to have everyone involved in doing these things. And, you know, we still got to be safe. We're still going to have some quarantines. We possibly could still have some teams that got to hit pause. And if that happens, it is what it is. And we'll take that in stride with, you know, what we need to do and keep everyone safe. But like you said, it's just great to have normal activities going on. And we're very excited for that and thankful for that opportunity.
Yes, this is a sports update. But with so many athletes also in the band, it was sure cool to see those kids be able to finally perform their trade this past Wednesday night.
Yeah, the band, they had their one opportunity to have a concert for the first time in over a year, and the director of bands, Jason Canfield, did a great job. Our garage band played three tunes. They were rocking the house there to start off. A very talented group. It was fun to see. And then we had our large band basically just did 8-9 pep band tunes. They rocked through it, and they capped off the night with playing the school song. And I had goosebumps when that happened. It was just cool for everyone to get together, for them to have the chance to get up on stage and, you know, social distance and have their masks on and do those things. You know, parents in the stands, you know, they did everything that they needed to do, that, you know, distance it out, have their masks on. So everyone did their part, and it was just a fantastic night. So kudos to our band and Mr. Canfield, and it was awesome. It was great to see them doing that, and like I said, I got goosebumps there at the end. Just a tremendous performance overall.
That was Prescott High School Activities Director and Assistant Principal Matt Smith. We'll have more on the Cardinals throughout this 2021 spring sports season. Stay tuned. The Prescott Cardinals baseball team is going through some early regrowing pains after losing the 2020 season due to COVID. The 2021 season hasn't exactly started the way they've wanted it to. The Cardinals lost their opener at home by a score of 9-4 in a game you heard right here on Prescott Sports Saturday, and then followed it up Saturday afternoon with a loss to Altoona on the road 11-1. Head coach Jeff Ryan of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports to talk about some of their early trials and tribulations as the Cardinals try to find themselves early on. First, Coach Ryan has to tip his hat to Baldwin Woodville, taking advantage of Cardinal errors in the opener.
They have a good solid four or five players that swing the bat really good. They have a tremendous catcher, and they're pretty strong up the middle. And no, they were better than we were. And, you know, the boys, it wasn't for lack of effort, but it looked like our first game and then some. You know, having missed the season last year, I think really has put a lot of teams behind the eight ball, learning on the go, so to speak. I thought the boys swung the bat pretty good. Mason Bartsch had three hits, and we had some other kids look pretty good at the plate. We kind of struggled on the mound. Defensively, we just did not play very well. And when you commit crooked numbers when it comes to errors, usually doesn't bode very well. And we just gave them too many outs. You can't do that in baseball. 21 outs are tough to get, and giving a team 28, 29 outs, it makes them that much more difficult.
Many times early in any season, the pitching is always ahead of the hitting. But even after a year off, that hasn't necessarily been the case through two games so far for the Cardinals. The bats have actually looked pretty good. That adage just doesn't work this year.
I don't really think so. All told, I think we probably, the boys struck out about half a dozen times, and I think Baldwin about the same. So, you know, they played better than we did. I thought maybe we might have swung the bats a little bit better than they did, but they did pitch better than we did.
The Cardinals then beat Ellsworth on Tuesday. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.